Here we go. Saturday, September 10th, 2022. Your friend and mine, the Clean and Jerk. Who doesn't love that movement? This is also our not for time option for the week. And if you don't know what that means, you've got to go to any particular Monday that you want. I post a video entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. It has all the critical information so that you fully understand what I'm talking about in these videos, to include not for time as well. So if you haven't, go to a Monday, watch that video, then come on back here. Four rounds for time, or not, of 60 double unders, six clean and jerks at 65% of your one rep max, and six ring muscle ups. Couldn't be simpler, right? There's also a two-person team version if you're interested in that today. I like this workout. It's challenging, but the reps are reasonable, and don't get me wrong, I know that muscle-ups are hard, and I know that double under sets of 60 will drive some people absolutely batty. Trust me, I truly get that, but if you're there with your double unders and you've got them, and you can, you know, do some slow singles or steady singles in the clean and jerks and make your way through the ring muscle-ups, it's reasonable chunks of work, ideally, is suited to keep the athlete moving at a reasonable pace, this is also a heavy day at a high heart rate. If you're going to be doing four sets of six clean and jerks at 65% of your one rep max, at the end of the day, that's 24 of those things under fatigue with double unders and ring muscle ups. You're not moving that barbell in a fresh state. It's a heavy day at a high heart rate. So I've got the How to Approach Heavy Days video in there as well, just in case you haven't watched it yet. And as I've mentioned there, nothing wrong with steady singles. There's no need whatsoever to do anything in this workout unbroken. Power clean and push jerk shown, double under shown, kipping ring muscle up shown in videos. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes or less. That won't be done by me. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 16 minutes. We've got the wild card option today, and I think some people will enjoy this. It involves the devil press, if that's what you're looking to get involved in today. Pair of 35-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 25s for the women. Four rounds for time or not, 60 double unders, 12 devil press, 12 chest to bar pull-ups. So you don't even need a set of rings for this. If you've got a jump rope, a pull-up bar, and a set of dumbbells, you're good to go. There's a two-person team version for that as well. We've got a video showing the kipping chest to bar pull-ups. Scaled option for today. Four rounds for time or not, 40 single unders, six clean and jerks at 50% of your one rep max, and then 12 pull-ups or ring rows, your choice. Also a two-person team version there. We've got videos showing single unders, pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, the ring row, everything that you need. The limited equipment option is really close to the wild card option today, but instead of having pull-ups, we've got low ring muscle-ups for the limited equipment crew. So they've got four rounds for time or not, 60 double unders, 12 devil press, and then six low ring muscle ups, using as little leg as possible, making it as demanding as you can with the upper body. But it's kind of shooter's choice for the limited equipment crew today, which is cool. They could choose to do the Leo, or they could do the wild card, so that's pretty awesome. Video showing the low ring muscle up. For the Leo crew, 10:45 or less for the super fitness robot, 20 or less for the more likely. No equipment workout today. Four rounds for time or not, 60 jumping jacks, 20 burpees. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Hold your chin over the pull-up bar. Accumulate 1 to 2 minutes doing that. Certainly does not need to be unbroken, so why it says accumulate. And then your choice, either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, got a video there, or 4 sets max reps, strict handstand push-ups, resting 2 minutes between each. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling, straddle stretch, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Hope everybody enjoyed this week's training. All of you are awesome. Keep being kind to each other all around the world. I'll see you in the BTWB squads feature. See you in the private Facebook group. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.